Michelle. How's it going? Stinking rain today, man. Crazy. But then I see that next week's supposed to be all pretty, pretty decent. Couple partly cloudy days. Yeah, you good to play? All right, give me just a minute. Is that Roger Thompson's Holly Beyer? Thanks for the gift there, Holly. Oh, I got Creighton Carper on tonight. Just looking for I usually always wait. There's a few that always. They're usually always on, and I wait to see their smiling face. I think that's Rhonda Orcott's photo. Yeah, that was Rhonda. I thought I recognized your thing. I imagine a few of you have ventured out to eat by now. I haven't yet. We're gonna try tonight. Let's see. Man, I know back before COVID, a lot of the restaurants were closed on Sunday, so I'm not sure who's even open. But we didn't get to go out to dinner on our birthday or anything. So it'll be tonight. Did anyone? That's funny. I'm not seeing the normies. I watched Razzo. I watched the CHN one from Friday night. I didn't hear anything that was super earth shaking. That the appropriation of funds there, the other $4 million for him. That's a big deal. All right, Sauce, you want to play a song?
All right.
I requested. Be careful. Oh, there's Candace. I wonder what the be careful is about, though. All right.
Oh, hey, it's about going out to lunch. Oh. Going out to dinner.
All right. Here's Silas. Silas wasn't super jazzed about playing tonight either, so. He might be. I'm just kidding.
But, So tonight I'm gonna do one on my ukulele. It's one I haven't played yet that I have known for a while. It's actually the first song that I ever learned to play on the ukulele. It's One Day by Modest Yahoo.
Tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. And so when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more. There'll be no more war, and our children will play. One day, one day, one day. The win or lose, cause we all lose when we feed on the souls of the innocent. Blood-drenched pavement, keep on moving though the waters stay raging. In this space you can lose your way. It might drive you crazy, but don't let it faze you. No way. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. And so when negativity surrounds, I know. someday it'll all turn around, because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't wanna fight no more, there'll be no more war, and our children will play one day, one day, one day.
Thanks, man. Thanks, dude. That usually always helps me get in the groove to chat a little bit anyway. I imagine it helps you guys too. When I go back and watch these, you know, and you're watching the video, in between the beginning and the end and the line, you know, that moves, and you see that grayed, like, you know, grayish rolling viewing, like, you know, numbers or whatever, and I see mine start, and then, hey guys, Sal's is coming on, and I see it go like this, and then like this for like, you know, a five minute song, and then it just kind of goes, whoop. It's funny. So Sal's is good for a lot. I saw that Candace, that be careful eating out. Yeah, I wonder how they're I've been into taking order out since restaurants have been open, and I don't know. I did go to an actual, like, in person local church service this morning. That was crazy. You know, it's been I don't know, like 2 months now or something. Not that long. I don't know. Time's flying when you're having fun. And it was cool, you know. It's just, it seems like everyone just wanted to do right, but still kind of, you know, it's nothing that most people have ever done, like in practicalities and actually done it. You know, you got guidelines and actually done it. So, what I saw was cool. I was proud of folks for having the right mindset, you know, of it. Because with all of the, you know, the issues of freedoms and liberties that have obviously come up, you know, and obviously, like, that spectrum is long and orps wide, I guess. But there's a lot of people there that appreciate, love, and are, you know, proud of the principles that this country is built on, and the freedoms and the liberties that we have, but also, you know, weighing that and not being stupid. I've seen that. I've seen people deal with that. Good, reasonable people struggle with that, and it is a struggle. It has been for me, you know, and exactly just how to take all of this, how to react to stay at home orders and stuff. Anyway, so having Summer on, that was kind of cool. I totally failed. I finally finished listening to the Gold Beach City Council meeting today, the one that she had sent me the link to. It would have been a while ago now. It was after their, it was the meeting they had to vote on transient lodging. And so I finished listening to that today, and I saw an email yesterday from somebody who's usually on here, asking us a couple questions. So I didn't do either of those, both of which would have added a great deal to the conversation there with Summer. Especially listening to the council meeting. I wish I would have talked to her before that. Or, I mean, spoken to her after I watched the meeting. The other thing, after having her on and doing the whole video and someone joining and then getting off and watching the replay, Before I do that again, I'm gonna have to get a hold of old main brace to kind of help me out and give me direction and set me up with something new for that would improve my Wi-Fi capabilities. So I noticed that it wasn't like horrible, but there was a couple times when she was on that at least, you know, my camera film, like I got it, you know, it started getting all pixely. And then when she went off, that whole video and audio thing didn't really sync back up real well. So, but it was a good talk anyway. After listening to the video, again, just wishing so much that I would have done it before I spoke to her. I thought she told me when she was on that she was the last one to vote on the subject, which she wasn't in the video, but it was good to hear. I could tell that, so it was only audio, no video, but I could tell that the five counselors and the mayor, so you got six people there that are elected on the governing board, they were all pretty good-natured, you know, and seemed to be, from what I heard, like really pretty comfortable with each other and mutual respect, you know, of one another. That was good. I thought that from years ago when I first kind of got to know Popoff, but it's been a couple of election cycles and I wasn't totally sure, you know, what the thing was there. That's why I was asking Summer kind of about the culture, and had I listened to their video beforehand. And she talked about, we talked a bit about the difference between Gold Beach and Brookings as far as like the job of the mayor. So it's a lot different, more so than what's just in their actual written, you know, rules, their city charter or the municipal code they have. Even the culture there, and because I doubt everything is written down for them as far as how they conduct their meeting, but the mayor definitely, after listening to it, it's obvious that the mayor is definitely separate from the city council, and you know, it's the mayor talks and Councilor comments, and then the mayor talks and councilor comments, and it's going, you know, kind of goes back and forth, and the mayor the whole time is sounds like he's, you know, just trying to draw a consensus and draw people into cohesion. It was interesting. Again, like I mentioned this summer, you know, we're probably kind of we prefer what we're used to. And so I'm definitely used to the way Brookings does it, and I like it. But there's other ways, you know. There's plenty of other ways. The listening to it and hearing how the whole Zoom and cyber meeting thing was going on, man, that just sounded miserable. They had talked about, I think Popoff said they were going to shoot for their next month's meeting being back in the chambers, because that, you know, that's tough. That's a rough way to do it, you know. Trying to call on different people and they'd be recognized, and like in Summer especially had a hard time. Her comments and stuff were cutting in and out. Oh, there's Dave Barnes. So that, basically, and I didn't really, Summer and I really didn't talk about specifics, so just, you know, I know, again, like this is a boring subject for a lot of people, but a quick rundown of how the Brookings City Council works, as far as the process, because Summer asked me about Robert's Rules, which we've never adopted. So basically, you have an issue, and it starts with a staff report, and then council asks questions of staff. Then we hear from public comment. We hear from the public. Council asks any more questions that they have of staff. And then everyone else is out of it. And you have the city council deliberating. and out of that comes a motion and an action. You know, obviously it doesn't always work out that way, but that's usually how we do it. And the mayor being not only the last to vote, but I'm usually always the last to speak too. And Popoff had the luxury of I don't know if it's the luxury or whatever, but they did it far different. Because on a lot of issues, that before I even really speak, you know, everyone else has already spoken. And that's been a frustration that I've had before, because it can be pretty tough for a public official to like walk back what they just said. And so when I've been thinking in a different direction than the council, and they've already said their piece, and now it comes time for me to say something finally, and I'm left with trying to actually change their mind and change an opinion that they already started. So, but again up there, what I heard, you know, the mayor's kind of introducing the subject and just steering, I guess, steering a lot more than what I do. So that's what I was thinking about that most of the day after listening to theirs. Dave Barnes, yeah. So I do, or I try to rotate comments also. But I still typically hold to the chairman speaks last. Is the thing. So like usually for me, I mean, I'll start on the left to right, and then the next subject I'll start on the right to left, but it typically still always ends with me. There's been some issues not, you know, some things I jumped out in front, but I know not to do that too often, because, you know, every time that I have done it, no one has tried to pin me for it or anything like that. So I try not to do it too much. I don't know. It is what it is, and I'm fine with it. I've learned from my time and kind of serving under two different mayors, even before going into the mayor's job, I kind of figured out that the mayor has a bit more input, quite a bit more input with staff, like going into it. So the impact that I have, or the power or whatever to affect a decision that I have, usually is on kind of the front end, because staff looks for a singular conduit between them and the council sometimes, you know, to bounce things off of. So, but if you can't change the protocol, what's the point of being mayor? Well, it's your, you know, how you define what being mayor is. I mean, I am the mayor, and I'm happy being the mayor, and I'm happy the way we do it. It's just different from up there, you know, and there are things, I'm definitely not going to pick apart anything of Gold Beach, but there are issues with that, with a mayor being that engaged and visibly, you know, that controlling and steering the entire, you know, the conversation in the meeting. Just kidding. Well, dude. Oh, that's what the smiley face means afterwards. Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. Cause I like it. I like it the way it is. And every so often something is important enough to me that I'll jump out in front, or, I know it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, I have my own reasons for occasionally jumping out in front, but typically I'm always wrap it up. I always wrap up the deal. So again, I'm going to I'm gonna do better, get better Wi-Fi service before I do that again with somebody. But someone said, who was it that mentioned having Carl Popoff on here with me one time? That would be cool. That'd be pretty cool. I still have two other people that reached out to me that I want to, you know, I want to figure out to get on here because they asked. They asked because I asked them to ask. So I want to figure that out. Monday tomorrow is one of the 5 o'clock council meetings that we have, just because of COVID, because we're meeting weekly instead of biweekly. But I think I'm pretty confident that I'll be done and be able to still be on here at 6. And then we have budget. Our budget meetings are starting up this week on Thursday. So I'm going to have to do a late day Thursday. But I still want to be on Thursday because the budget. I'm interested to see how the budget goes. Dave Barnes, any reports back from stores or restaurants on their reopening? Nothing more than I've spoken to one business owner and a bunch of patrons. It's interesting that the city of Brookings actually has, two employees that own or are part owners in a restaurant, both of which outside of city limits, but they both own a restaurant. So it's nice for the connection there, the connection for restaurant owners. I'll get more on Monday. I'm sure I'll hear some stuff on Monday, because I'd like to know. I'm kind of interested to know too about just kind of the, dealing with the customer end, you know, if everyone, what the mood has been for people, you know, having to wait a while or just whatever, you know, how that, the customer base, how we as the customers have been acting when we go in there. That's what I'm really interested in. Oh yeah, Sheila Hagbaum suggested Popoff. The Holly Beyer just mentioned rudeness in grocery store if you're wearing a mask. I heard the thing about that, and I've heard that too. The mask or no mask, and getting grief for it in public. I have seen and heard that both ways. Like, I wear a mask when I'm in, you know, public stores. I guess not all of them. I've been running into the gas station without a mask on. But like when I'm in Fred Meyer Grocery Outlet, I'm wearing a mask. And I've seen people not wearing masks that I know and have felt that kind of, you know, less than the normal, pleasant, hey Jake, how's it going, you know? And then I've heard from a lot of people too that they're, you know, feeling discriminated against or persecuted somehow by not wearing a mask. So I don't know. It's a weird thing. Sorry, I got off on that. So Thursday is going to be late. But again, I'll tell you about that. But I am going to, I talked a couple days ago about trying to spend more, to have some more time to actually start some smaller group discussions and be able to, for me to be able to reach out to people on a more dynamic, conversational form instead of me just doing this. So I've got to give up one of the days I'm on here. So it'll be Friday. So I won't be on Friday or Saturday. I'll have those 2 days off. That way you guys can all watch, I almost said Razzo again, Jeannie Williams. Watch her on Fridays. I think she's going to keep doing it. And Dave Barnes, I don't know if you were on when I said that I watched hers. I hope you did too. So Friday, Saturday, you guys can find something else to do. I saw the comments there of Cody Miller, who is Wilder Rapita, but they floated up before I could see him. So Cody, I'll go back and look on that, because I'd be interested to know, man. Yeah, just how your customers are responding to everything. So, anything else? Nothing else is screaming to the top of my head. Oh, there's Summer Madison popped on. So Summer, I listened to your guys' meeting, and man, I really wish I would have before I had you on. So we'll have to try it again and do it again. The other thing that I haven't mentioned yet about listening to your meeting was there was definitely a desire from your council and the city administrator to you know, work in a manner of cohesion with the rest of the governing bodies. And, you know, that was... I can't say that everyone said that, but I mean, it was definitely the feel that I got there from Gold Beach. So that was pretty cool. That was good. Everything else you can rewatch the video, but I'll try to have you on again. I'm gonna fix a little stuff with my Wi-Fi, and so it's a little smoother. Okay, guys. So I'm hoping I'll see you. I should see you tomorrow night at 6. If my meeting ends up going too long, I'll post something. And push it to like 6:30 or 7, okay? But 6 o'clock. All right.